Begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mikvaos and Laws of Gathered Purifying Waters and Seva Time, the Book of Purity, where in this Perek we continue with the halacha of the mikvah waters, specifically different levels and gradations of mikvah waters, and also the halacha of a mayan, of a spring, which is a higher level than that of a mikvah. The Rambam begins halacha Aleph, opening up with this concept and starting off with the first level of the drawn, gathered waters. Sheish malas b'mikvoyis zulam al mazud. There's three levels of types of categories of mikvoyis, one greater than the other. Hardishan, the lowest one, number one, is migavon, is waters of a pit, which were gathered in the pit, not deep in the ground. Umebayris, and the waters of cisterns, which is dug that's round and deep. Shichin, which are cavities that are rectangle, long and narrow, and these are caves that are covered from above. Well, things like that, from water that's gathered in the ground. Now, even though they're drawn water, and even if there's not even 40 saw, but since the water does not become tamei only if a person touched them deliberately, like explain this in Hilchos Tumas Oichel, Perek Tzav Halacha Aleph, because they're in the ground. So they are presumed to be tahar. You could presume that someone did not touch them deliberately. Uksheim, and therefore they're valid. And this is the lowest level. Lasmem isa hatvul lechala, to make dough that's going to be considered untyped for the chala that's going to be separated from it. Velitim mem liyadayim, to use it to wash one's hands. Vuhu sheitim mem kli, as long as you wash your hands with a vessel, because in contrast, Tvilas yadayim in the mikvah that doesn't have 40 saw will not purify, even if the water is not drawn, but it'll help for netilas yadayim. Kamesh Ben, like we explained this in Sefer Anahava, Perek Vav from Hilchos Brachos al Halochah. That's level number one. Halacha Beis continues with category number two regarding rainwater that doesn't have 40 saw. Lamal Mem, above from this, is Meitamtsis, or the Gemara says Meitamtsiyois, but it's rainwater that's flowing from a high place to a low place, Shalei Pasuk, which didn't stop. The rain is still coming down, and the mountain is still bubbling from the rainwater. And they're drawing, the flowing and gathering. But they weren't drawn by a human being. But it doesn't have 40 saw. Okay, this is one level higher. They're going to be kosher even for truma. And that is because the rainwater that's flowing already removed the earlier water that was there that maybe had a suspicion regarding tuma, so it's going to be valid in for truma. To wash one's hands with it. It doesn't mean to say that the tummy waters, even though that they're still here and recognizable, they can be purified. Rather, what it means to say is that we suspend and we say that for sure that this already washed away through the rainwater the original waters, and therefore it's like immersing the waters that were tummy. Now, Pascha HaGeshamim, let's say the rain stopped. But still, the mountains didn't stop flowing. Adayhem Meitamtsis is still considered as the second level of Meitamtsis. Pascha Harm, Ve'en Baitzim, but if let's say the mountains stop, they're not bubbling anymore. So, because the rain could stop, but it could still be flowing down the mountain. If even that stopped, Hade'elukim Yigavon, then it's already considered like category number one of the water that's gathered in the pit. Halacha Gimel HaChayfer B'tzad HaYam. Someone digs at the side of the ocean, on the side of a river, or in the area where we have this the water that's like the baitzin, where the water is flowing inside the pit. So it's like the second category of meitamtsis, shalei pasaka, which didn't stop, which we're talking about, that the river waters are constantly flowing in and it's removing the previous water. That's the same as the previous category. Halacha Dalad. If someone digs on the side of a spring, as long as they're coming because of the spring, even though at times it stops, then it continues to flow. So then actually that's even a higher level, which we'll see in Halacha Ches, meaning we're contrasting with the previous Halacha, which was from the second category of the river and of the sea. A spring is something greater, and therefore there where you dig in the side of a spring, it's going to be like the spring water. Now, posthumously, it's maishchem, but if it stops from flowing, hadem can make a bum, then it's like category number one, like the gathered waters. Halacha he continues with category number three. Lamala mehem, greater than this, is mikveh shish by a bum sa mayim shein b'shuvim. If you have a gathered waters, a 40 sa that was not drawn, shabay toivol kalodim tameh. There, any tummy person could immerse themselves, chutz min azava zocher, except for a male zav, which we'll see requires one of the higher levels of a spring. And there you can immerse all the vessels that became tamei, vesaidaim, and the hands, shematbin lakodesh, which you want to immerse for kodshim. Like we explained this in Hilchos Avosah Tumah, Perikid Beis Alochid Beis, where pouring from a vessel does not purify for kodshim, only immersing in a mikveh that has 40 sa, and this would qualify for that. Halacha Vav continues with category number 4. Lamalam is above this is hamayin, a spring, shemeim of mu'atin, which has very little water, the hirbul of mayim shum, but you added onto it drawn water. So in one regard, shavah l'mikveh, similar to a mikveh, shem etarim b'mayim hanam shachem, it cannot purify from water that flows from it, ela b'mayim hanikven, v'ayim b'ashbarin, like a mikveh, only purifies with gathered waters that are still waters. In that regard, this type of a spring, which has very little, but mostly the drawn waters, requires to be like a mikveh in that regard. But b'shavah l'mayim, but in one regard, it's similar to a spring, shum etar b'kosher, which purifies even minute amount, where shamayin ain lamayim afshir, because a spring, there's no measurement for its waters, afal kosher matam, even the minute amount purifies, in that regard it's not like a mikvah, in that regard it's like a mayin. Category number 5, halacha zayin, lamalam is above this, is a mayin regarding a spring, shaloy nisar by mayim shum, that does not have drawn waters mixed into it. Aval, mayim of mukim, but its waters are ruined, we're going to show you mayim of mogim, for example, its waters were bitter, or maluchim or salty. Shaharehu mitar bezeichlam. Here it purifies even when it flows, unlike the previous category of a spring. What's bezeichlam? Vehim amayim anegram and emshach manmayim. That's the water that is drawn and flows from the spring. Halacha namachas, category number 6, is lamalm, is above this, is hamayin shemim of mayim chayim. It is a spring that its waters are living waters, which is flows from it. Shebehem bolvad, only in these waters, toivlim boi hazav maschar, could male zav, mazav is a male who had a certain tumah that emanates from his male organ, that only that he could immerse himself in. And v'leichemim l'tarsam, and so this is what could be used for taking for the purification, where you spray the waters that are mixed with the blood of the bird to purify the mitzayra. Well, l'kadosh mechatis, and to sanctify the parduma ash waters, they all require this sixth highest level. Now, the Rambam now summarizes, ma'bin mayin l'mikvah. What's the difference between essentially these two different categories of a spring and of a gathered waters? So a mikvah, the gathered waters, ain't a matar el barbam sa. It only purifies if it has at least a measurement of 40 sa. Whereas v'hamayin, the spring, matar b'kosher, purifies even a minute amount. Second of all, ha-mikvah, ain't a matar el b'shbarin, only purifies when it's still. V'hamayim nischal mimeno, and water that flows from it, ain't a matar will not purify. In contrast, v'hamayin, matar b'zeichlam, a spring purifies when it flows. And third of all, ha-mikvah, leitala b'tri l'zavim. A mikvah is not effective for immersing for zavim. Whereas v'hamayin, the spring, if its waters were live waters, Hazav toivel behem, Hazav could toivel in them. Look at this, Ram continues regarding the waters of a spring that were flowing into a vessel or into a mikvah. So mayin, if you have a spring, shemeimav yitzin, that his waters were flowing out of the spring, v'dimshachem teicha shekes, and it was flowing into a trough, which is a vessel. V'achach yitzim l'shekes v'nischalm, and then it comes out of the trough, and it flows, hadikol ha-mayim shebeshekes. So all the water that's in the trough, v'shachutz loy, and that came out of it, soon they're going to be invalid, like mayim shuvim, because it went into a vessel. And even though it's connected to a spring, the spring will not purify it because it's a vessel. Now, let's say some of the waters, however, were flowing on the edge of the trough. So the water that's out of the shaykes, that's not inside, are valid. Because that, even though it's a minute amount, it's ultimately spring water. And spring water, like we said, purifies even a minute amount in contrast to my mikvahs, where you would need to be connected, like Keshreferes Hanoit. If let's say its waters were flowing out into a pool that's full with water, and it's gathered over there, so that pool is like a mikvah, not like a mayim. If it now went out of the pool, and it's going out on the surface of the water of the pool, and it's going beyond it, and the connection with the spring has not been interrupted. So Harei's apostle, in other words, it remains invalid regarding the following things, where it'll still be considered like a mikvah, but it will be considered like a mayan, at least now that it's not in the pool, regarding purifying that it could purify as it flows and a minute amount. But for the following things, it still will not be valid, which is lezavim. Azav is not considered mayim chayim for that, it cannot table. Neither will it be and l'kadosh mechatas, because since it's mixed with the water from the pool, that's already lacking the highest level of mayim chayim. But it will work for other things like a spring. Until you know that for sure all the mikvah waters, including the original spring water that had been mixed with the pool water before it left, which was in the pool, if all that left, then you only have spring water, then we consider as mayim chayim. Halacha yod, mayim, a spring, shemim of nimshachim agabi kelim. If let's say it flowed on vessels, she'en lem beis kibbutz, it's not a receptacle. Kagan sholchon, like a table, basaf salam, bench, b'ketzim, things like that. Hadizika mikvah, we're going to treat it like a mikvah. Ubuvat shal yatba agabi kelim. As long as one does not immerse on the vessels themselves. In other words, the water that's on top of the vessels. The reason for this is because it's a gzera, because you might then table inside a vessel that has a receptacle, which is invalid. So even though it does not have a receptacle, but we're treating it like a mikvah, and as long as one does not table on top of the vessels themselves. Halacha Yud Aleph discusses regarding a spring that if one adds on to its waters, Mayan the spring shall ya amis ketanis nemshachas man, where there were small canals running out of that spring. Now you adding on drawn waters into the spring. Now that causes now the waters of the canals to be strengthened and to flow. They're considered like a spring for all halachic purposes. And they're going to purify even minute amount, and even if they're flowing. But let's say the spring waters were stationary. They weren't flowing. And then very beloved mayim, then he add on water. Until it caused the waters in the canal to flow. Then here the flowing water is going to be the same. The drawn water is going to be the same as a mikvah, which is latar bashbarim levad, that it will purify only when they're considered as still waters, not flowing, because it was caused to be through the pouring of the drawn waters. But at the same time, shavan lamayim, it will be the same as a spring. Latar b'choshu, that will purify minute amount. So here it's also somewhere in the middle, this quasi type where it'll be only if it's still waters, but it'll purify even what a minute amount. Halachid Beis discussed regarding that which is flowing and that which drips, which are two different types, from a spring. Kol ha'yamim, all sea water, mitar mezechlin, purifies as it flows, but it's not mayim chayim. Upsulim lezavim letzadam lekash b'mei chatzis, it's invalid for zavim, letzadam, and to purify, to make the mechatas, although it does have the quality of a mayim, that it purifies when it's flowing. Halachi Gimel, hamayim hazeichlin min ma'ayim. Regarding water that flows from a spring. Hadehim kamayim l'chol dabar. So that's like a spring for all halachic purposes. That's water that flows from the spring. But v'hamanatvim min ma'ayim, if it drips from a spring, af b'shem targim, although it's continuously falling, very small gaps between the drops, but it's continuous, hadim ki mikvah. Then it's going to have only the halachic status like a mikvah, and therefore imatam el babam so imdim, it's only going to purify if you have a 40 saw that are stationary, and the psum lezavim, tzadam, lekash memechat, it's going to be invalid, although it's all from the spring water, it's going to be invalid for zavim, tzadam, and to use for the ash water purification. Now, hoyo azeichlin min ma'ayin, misarvim min ma'naitvim emendim, but let's say the water that was flowing from the spring mixes with the water that was dripping from the spring. If the flowing water is more than the dripping water, then it's all considered based on the majority like a spring for all halachic purposes. Let's say the dripping water is more than the flowing water. And let's say if rainwater is more, because it rained a lot in that season, is more than the river water itself. So although river waters could go ahead and purify when it's flowing, but not rainwater. Rainwater is only valid as a mikvah, which means gathered. So here also based on majority, either because the water that drips or because of rainwater, ain't the matar mezeichlin, they're not going to purify with flowing. El bashbarin only if it's still waters. Therefore, what do you do in such a situation? Tzarech lahakif mapitz. So you have to surround it with like mats or koyetz, but things like that. Bo'is ha'nar ha'ma'arvin, that river that's mixed with the rainwater, because the river flows, but it's not valid flowing. So you put it with mats, achikov ha'mayim, until it gathers the water in one spot, vitpam, and then you can immerse in that water. Halacha Yudalet, Neitvim Shasan Zeichelin. Regarding dripping waters, that they made it into flowing waters. How so? For example, Shasamach LeMikvah HaManativ, where they put near the mikvah that was dripping, a tavla shel cheres chalaka, a smooth tablet of earthenware, which is not Mekabel Tumah. V'areimayim Nischol MiYarnela, and now the water, is now based on what you did, you caused it now to flow and go over it, Areihim Kishem, so it's going to be valid, because now it's Zeichelin. It's not Neitvim. But something that is receptive to tumah, obviously cannot cause it to flow with that, because that's something that is makabel tumah. Halachat ezvav, zoichalin regarding flowing waters, shekilcham, where it was poured ba'ali egos, which literally means to say like the leaf of a nut, but it's the Rambam elsewhere explains that it means this outer shell that's green of a nut, and you put into the water and it caused it to flow. K'shem k'shahayu. So the flowing water is valid as it was. She'in ali ha'agas halach shutzeveya chashav kekelim. Because this green outer shell of the nut that's moist, that actually causes things to become colored from it, is not considered like a vessel. Because it makes everything dirty, whatever touches it, and therefore no one would use it as a vessel, and therefore it's not makabel tumah, like a kli. And therefore it's valid to be used, it's not considered, it will not make it into mayim shuvim, like we said, that's something that's a makabel tumah. Halachat Zayin, regarding immersing in rainwater and regarding the waves of the sea. Megisham habam in a midrin, regarding rainwater that comes from a slope. Vinim nischalim v'yardim, and they're flowing and coming down. So although the whole torrential downpour is connected from beginning to end, has a measurement of 40 sa, again, you cannot immerse in them when they're flowing. And we don't say that whatever is going to end up being is like it is right now. No, until they actually gather. That it's placed in the still waters, 40 sa. Now, haray shehik of kalim. Now, if you surround it with vessels, v'asam emechitzas, you make it into partitions. Asher neskavetz beinayim arbam sa, until you gather inside of them, 40 sa mimayim neskham and neskhamim from the water that flowed from the rain. Okay, haray zetavim. Now you can immerse in them. But v'kalim shasam emagod, but the vessels that were used to actually make the partitions, while also lehem tefillah, for them the immersion is not valid because the outer side of these vessels, although they're getting wet and they're like submerged in water from the rainwater, but that's zaychalem, that will not be valid. And the gathered water is only hitting their inside, and therefore for them, they themselves will not be immersed with that water. Loch yidzayin gal shenitlish minayam, regarding a wave that got detached from the sea. V'nafal ala adam ala kemen, now falls on the person or on vessels. Im yesh b'yabam, so if that wave itself has 40 sa, hadel tarim l'chulin, that makes them pure for unconsecrated produce, where he's being immersed as it hits the ground in 40 sa, and although it just washed over him, because someone who's immersing for chulin does not need intent, like we explained the laws of the other primary categories of tumas in Perek Yigim Halacha Beis. Now, in the skaven, now let's say he had in mind, and he was sitting in Tzap and he was waiting until the wave will fall on him, then the immersion would be effective for whatever he was having in mind to purify himself for, and not just for chulin. Now, however, one cannot immerse in the wave, when it was in the air, before it hits the ground. And even though it has 40 sa, because you cannot immerse in flowing water of the of what's coming from the ear, for sure, in the airspace itself. Now, but let's say two tips of waves both crash on the ground at the same time. So then you could immerse in that because, again, it's on the ground. But you cannot immerse in the crest, in the dome of the wave. Like we said, because that's the ear, that's in the ear space. And again, that's not going to be valid until it's on the ground.